Guests driving past protesters ignored the catcalls and taunts, mocking them for their expensive vehicles, their attire, and their willingness to spend $5,000 per plate to attend a fundraiser for President-elect Donald Trump's transition team. The pricey lunch was closed to media. On the sidewalk, protesters spoke out against Trump policies. Across the street, from atop a building standing diagonally from the Westin, activists unfurled a banner reading, "We will eat the rich." Kay Blue was among them.
We're calling out the fact that the rich are paying $5,000 a plate to fund Trump and his transition when he clearly said that he would do it on his own. These people are literally funding oppression and funding fascism.
Protesters also renewed their outrage toward Carl Palladino, who co-chaired Trump's campaign in New York State. Palladino's remarks about President and First Lady Obama, published last month in Art Voice, have many calling for his removal from the Buffalo School Board. Speakers, including the Reverend Justo Gonzalez, urged new state Senator Chris Jacobs to publicly denounce Palladino.
Senator Jacobs, it's time. Are you going to stand on the side of your constituents, or are you going to stand on the side of the rhetoric of hate?
Activists point out that State Senator Jacobs is a close relative of Jeremy Jacobs, who was the event chair for this Trump transition lunch fundraiser. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.